Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Today we are unpacking what might be one of the most psychologically loaded moments in the Karen Reed trial so far. We're actually going to go after a lot of moments, but we're going to start out with Jennifer McCabe's raw emotional testimony about the morning John O'Keefe's body was found. McCabe breaks down in court, recalling how Karen allegedly screamed, "There he is," before anyone should have known where he was, and started asking, "Did I hit him?" before there was any confirmation that he was even dead or in the snow or in any place where Karen could have hit him. Add that to the chaotic, borderline panicked early morning calls, the physical reaction at the scene, and you've got a cocktail of possible trauma, guilt, or something far more complex. So joining us today to sort through all of that from a psychological perspective is psychotherapist and true crime mind reader in chief. So somewhat, you know, Siobhan Scott. Siobhan, when someone starts asking, "Did I hit him?" before anything's even out there, before we even know he's in the snow, dead. He could be sleeping on someone's couch. He could be, as Karen feared, he's sleeping with someone else. He could be in someone else's bed. He could be anywhere. What does it tell you about Karen Reed in this case, initially, before anything else happens, thinking that John is dead and could she have hit him? What does that say? Yeah. The timeline's important here.
Yeah, you know, she had several hours to ponder, where is John? And we know that she was doing that with her frantic phone calls, the angry phone calls, and accusing him of being with another woman and that emotional roller coaster she was on. So could it have been that her mind just took her to that as a possibility rather than an admission of guilt? That's sort of my take on it, is she was possibly looking at all angles and trying to come up with something. So it's, you know, in my mind, it's not necessarily an admission of guilt, because I always go back to, with the amount of alcohol she had consumed and her body weight, she was going to be having memory impairment. Is it also possible that rather being in a total blackout, she was in a brownout, which means there would be glimpses of memory coming through at times? And so I think she was either in a total blackout or she was very impaired with a brownout, and she was speculating and trying to come up with something.
That's the big thing with this, because, you know, we've been using the term blackout, but maybe that's not accurate. If anyone who has consumed alcohol in their lifetime to any, you know, large extent at one day or another, most of us can say, okay, I've experienced one of those two or both of them at some point in our lives. And there's a bit of a difference. One, you have zero memory from anything in those moments. The others, it's just fleeting. And it's not always necessarily suggestion either. It's just kind of, okay, yeah, I kind of remember being there. I kind of remember some of these details. The fact that it all began with her not even remembering that she was at the house, and she begins freaking out when she's at John's house with John's niece. And this is where it all begins, where she makes that phone call over to Jen McCabe, early on, and Carrie Roberts as well. We'll play both of those. And people are going, well, it's in this order. I don't remember which order it happened. If she called Carrie first or Jen first, it happened somewhere in the relative time. That's not a key piece of any of this. But what she says, the way she's acting does say a lot. Let's take a look at what Jen McCabe testified to in court.
At 4:53, my phone rings and I look at my caller ID. I look at the phone and it's Kaylee. John's niece. And I say hello. And she said, yeah, well, basically, she relayed to me that.
Next question to you.
When you pick up the phone, could you hear a voice on the other end?
I heard a voice and a lot of screaming.
And the voice you heard, is that Kaylee, John's niece?
Yes.
And the screaming, was it a man or a woman screaming?
It was a woman.
How loud was that person screaming?
Very loud.
Could you make out anything that person was saying as they were screaming?
My name was screamed a lot. And then the other individual ended up getting on the phone with me.
Okay. And who was that person that was screaming in the background?
Miss Reed.
How long was she screaming for while you were speaking to your niece before you spoke to her?
The entire time I was speaking to Kaylee, she was screaming.
Describe her demeanor.
Miss Reed's?
Yes.
Jen! Jen! And then she's screaming that John didn't come home. She left him at the waterfall. She was hysterical. It was very hard to follow what she was saying.
How long did that first call last for?
I'm not sure how long, maybe possibly a few minutes, but it was loud enough and long enough that my husband shot up in bed thinking one of my kids had come in the room screaming.
So starts off hysterical. Her story is she left him at the waterfall bar and grill because they were arguing. Two things that aren't necessarily true. She did not leave him at the waterfall bar and grill, and they weren't arguing at the waterfall bar and grill. If there was arguing, it would have taken place in the vehicle while they were on the way to the McCabe house. But she came out with those two things right away, saying this is what happened in her hysterical moment at that time. Again, I'm going back to the hysterics on all of this and completely not knowing exactly what happened, but saying that that's her story. Is that someone who's just confused at that moment in time? I'm trying to understand the hysterics here again, because I don't think if you're just thinking logically, you're thinking your partner's dead. I think you'd be thinking he's sleeping in someone else's house, just as she kind of was accusing him of in her screaming voicemails before she passed out there.
Yeah, it's really hard to deconstruct because there are so many possible explanations for it. Mm-hmm. And I just have to go back to, she was memory impaired and she was trying to create a story, which our brains will do, you know, mm-hmm. even when we're not under the influence of 7, 8, or 9 drinks, our brains will give us what seems to be the most logical story about things when we don't remember something well. And it's possible we're getting a mishmash of bits and pieces of memory that she had. And it could be as she started to sober up a bit in the morning after several hours that the consequences of, you know, something, I think something really bad happened. That could have just been coming to her intuitively.
Is that because... You know, there's, I'm not even saying necessarily, and I'm trying to break this down, where is she remembering hitting him? Or is she remembering more so, she didn't see him go in the house? I mean, because mm-hmm. she claims that he went in the house now, after many variations on the story. Mm-hmm. But initially, there's this fear that something happened to him, basically where she dropped him off. So I'm wondering, when she threw it in reverse, if she looked back and didn't see him. And I'm not saying she threw it in reverse to hit him. I don't believe that. But in rage or stupidity. And one more thing, you know, yelling out the window, maybe something of that nature. Then looking back on her side mirror, just looking back in some way, shape, or form in her drunken stupor. I don't see him. I wonder where, how did he get in the house that quick? Mm-hmm. Screw it. I'm going. And then she leaves. Mm-hmm. And then leaves all the angry voicemails about him sleeping mm-hmm. with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Is it pulling from something like that where it's just an unknown? And then your mind starts to think, well, he didn't get in the house. Maybe he didn't. I didn't see him go in the house. So what else could have happened? She's got the cracked taillight. She's putting pieces together at this point and wondering, you know, could that have actually happened? Because it seems pretty plausible.
It does seem plausible, and I can see her mind taking her there and starting to fill in the blanks of what if I hit him.
Mm-hmm. Why does that change so much over time with Karen? Because we end up having so many different stories, and we'll go back to more of the details of what happened here. But we started out with two different stories the same day, mm-hmm. And as she sobered up, that seemed to be the crux of the main storyline, is that she dropped him off. But she only says she dropped him off once Jen McCabe says, you did not leave him at the waterfall. We saw you in our front yard. And then mm-hmm. suddenly the story changes to, mm-hmm. I dropped him off and... I felt ill, and so I wanted to go home. Very different story to jump to. Is that mm-hmm. self-preservation? Meaning, you know, is she starting to think, oh, I have to start saying things? Or is this just really simply, this is what she's thinking has happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an amazing capacity as humans to come up with self-serving narratives and to convince ourselves of things that may or may not be true just based upon what's going to make us look better. And I don't know that that's even conscious with many people a lot of the time. It's like, well, I'm going to change my story now. It's a protective aspect of our psychological being to come up with something that makes us look better.
Mm-hmm. But is that as effective and functional at that moment in time? She's still legally drunk. Mm-hmm. And everyone is freaking out because they don't know where he is yet. Mm-hmm. And her story changes in that time window between I left him at the waterfall to where she actually found him. The story changes before finding him and the initial story coming out. Then that first one comes out. And I know it's easy to look at Karen Reed if you're, you know, you want her to be locked up or whatever and go, that's evil. She's doing all this.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the case at that moment in time, honestly.
Yeah. I lean with you on that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything that has happened, I have no animosity towards her. I think she's an alcoholic, and mm-hmm. that's probably, if I were working with her in treatment, that's the place I would start, mm-hmm. you know, is what is the impact alcohol has had on all this?
Yeah.
But as far as intentionally trying to change her story, I doubt it. It's something that just has shifted over time, depending on other information that she was given. And then her mind starts to fill in the blanks, and it fills in with things that make her look better.
Does that get to be nefarious at some point where, I mean, I get in the initial moment, she's trying to figure this out. Okay, yeah. I dropped him off. Could I? Did I? And she was still kind of feeling that way. But then when we get eventually down the road further, and it's impossible that I hit him,
right,
and she's fed this narrative by her attorneys, and they go down this road, I mean, is that nefarious at that point when you're changing your story and you know, you know, this doesn't, you know, I don't know that this adds up, but it sure makes me look better.
Right. And I don't want to go to prison, so I'm going to be all of a sudden very convinced about seeing him go in the house. And it doesn't, it's inconsistent. And when we look at who's telling the truth, obviously none of us can really read minds.
Sure.
But we look for consistency in the stories. And if somebody is saying the same thing over time in a variety of settings, different places to different people, and it, the story doesn't change, that's very likely the true story. And that's not been the case for Karen.
It hasn't for Karen, but for everyone else, their story has stayed the same.
Exactly. Exactly.
Been like, except you go on technicalities sometimes where it's, well, and it's, the arguments that I'm hearing are not very great. Like, so you called this person and this was your intent. No, that's not my intent. Like, what? But it seems to be a lot of trying to put words in people's mouths.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was the perfect wife, always smiling, always supportive. A pillar of the community, beloved by friends, adored by family, and secretly researching undetectable poisons in her spare time. Maybe it was the way he chewed. Maybe she just got bored. Or maybe, just maybe, she had been planning this since the honeymoon. But if he had just paid attention, if he had just known what to look for, if he had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and learned the red flags, he could have heard every episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Ad-free, and before everyone else, he could have seen it coming. Instead, he's 6 feet under, and she's shopping for husband number two. Don't be like him. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.